Well, you're just coming in on your second horse. Given that getting inside the time seems to be something that's not going to happen much today, you must be pretty pleased with your second effort.
Very much so. He's come a long way. Caroline Ryan Bell produced him, and we've done a few CCIs, but never really got to the end. He's not the fastest thing on four legs, and sometimes he goes a little bit low, so I've been working, but he was good. He kept answering for me.
How much did you learn from your first ride? Because it was a lot of rain, and it is obviously blending with the uphill and down dale.
Yeah, a huge amount. That's the only reason I kept going, really. I had a stop early on, and I thought, oh, well, the ground's safe and soft, so we'll just cant around and find out a bit more about the course, and it definitely helped me in a big way.
How exciting, though, is your second horse, though, as a prospect, given what you've done today? Is a bright future?
Who knows? He's by Jumbo, he's out of a thoroughbred mare, he's got everything, it's just what's between his ears that counts.
For most of us. And what about the show jumping?
Show jumping, he can jump a clear, he can have two down, he can have three down, he's a proper event horse, but if I do my job and he helps me a little bit, we'll hopefully do okay.
And how do you assess this Blenheim as a cross-country test? Right up there is what they provided?
Right up there, thought that from the very first time I walked it. Thought they'd nearly pushed the boundaries in places, but good on them. They've scared the riders, but if you go out there and give it a good shot, then if you're on a good one, they'll be clear.